Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
The volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here. And DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code JOHN, J-O-H-N. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code JOHN. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, Go Low Podcast. Wanted to get a little golf in this week. Literally on the course. I think I'm planning on going to the range sometime later this week. But we pushed back Go Low because of the owners' meetings and some of the stories flying out of there about Christmas games and changing the kickoff rule that I wasn't able to do it till today. But I'm glad I did because Dylan DeShere, who covers golf, I think for golf.com, tweeted out something today of Peter Malnati, who just won last week and who's on the players' board with Tiger and Cantlay and all those guys. And I thought he gave the best answer I've heard for anyone discussing the current state of golf with LIV and the contracts and everything that's going on. So I'll play that and we'll react to that. And then just, I watched Full Swing, couple thoughts when it comes to Full Swing that jumped out to me. Where have all the American star power gone, leaving Scottie Scheffler on an island? And then a couple just quick Masters plays in terms of the favorites and guys I like. A couple weeks out, because if you're listening to this on Thursday, we're 2 weeks away from round one at Augusta National. So it's hard to beat that. And I love the Masters. So I wanted to dive into some things that I've been stirring on in my little brain about golf. if you like this, subscribe to the podcast. If you listen on Colin's feed, the Three and Out, Go Low is all on one feed. Spotify as well, Apple, Spotify. All this is on YouTube also. So if you just type in my name or Go Low or Three and Out, we have a YouTube page. All of our content goes up there. But I got to tell you about my friends at Game Time. If you want to go to an event, can't go to the Masters, but if you want to go to another, well, you could if you get into the lottery. You want to go to any other PGA Tour event. If one of the majors is coming, if you live in the South, you know, Atlanta, the Carolinas, the U.S. Open is coming to Pinehurst. That's going to be badass. Here's what you do. You download the Game Time app, the official ticketing app of this podcast, and use the promo code GOLOW, G-O-L-O-W. Save $20 on your first pair of tickets. Basketball games, baseball games. Major League Baseball is opening day this week, I think. I don't know. Manfred's not the greatest marketer. But baseball's back. We're off and running. And if you want to go to a game, go to Wrigley Field, go to Fenway, go to Yankee Stadium, go watch Ohtani. Not bet on games, but play baseball. He's hitting this year. I don't think he's pitching because of the Tommy John. But you want to go check that out, do it on us. Download the Game Time app, promo code GOLOW, G-O-L-O-W. Save yourself $20. Can't recommend them enough. I didn't pull the trigger, but I texted a buddy. I'm like, hey, live betting right now, and he was one behind at the time. Cameron Young was basically 7-1. Now, he's a Ryder Cupper. He's an elite talent, but he's never won on the PGA Tour. I was like, this is pretty good value. Like, do I trust Keith Mitchell or Malnati or some of these other guys that were right up, Brendan Todd? I was like, this is Cameron Young's time. I didn't pull the trigger, but sometimes when you don't make a bet, then you watch it even closer when the event's going on. It's like, God, I wish I would have. And I thought Cam Young was going to win. And then Peter Malnati, who, I'd be honest, I wouldn't be able, and I would say I'm a pretty high-end golf consumer. I couldn't have picked out of a lineup before 2 months ago. And the only reason it started 2 months ago, he's on the player advisory board. So I've seen him give some talks and interviewed over the last several months about all this merger talk. But he won. And he won for the first time in 9 years. And anytime you kind of get a random guy win, especially when, I mean, he wasn't in the same group, but going head-to-head with Cam Young, who's viewed as easily one of the better, more talented, younger American players, it was a really big deal for him. And the Valspar, clearly a pretty tough course. I mean, I don't know if you watched any of that last weekend. Viewership says not many people did. But it's fucking tight. You can't spread all over. It's a high-level golf tournament. I mean, 12-under won it, and there were only one other guy at double-digit under. So a lot of single digits, which is very rare now on the PGA Tour. But he became very, very emotional. He just started crying. He had his kids, and his wife was standing right there. It was powerful. I mean, if you're human, it was hard not to get choked up if you watched it live or even if you saw the replay, the PGA Tour and everything tweeted it out. It's a cool moment. It's what the PGA Tour has still that LIV just cannot provide. You just would never get that. It's not even possible. And he gave some comments because he's playing this week about the current state. And I thought it really resonated with me. And I wanted to play that before I give some thoughts on what he said.
I think at the end of the day, you remember, we can all probably remember when we were kids, and we were all kids at different times. But the things that moved us, that we watched, that, like, I remember watching Jordan in the 97 Bulls. I remember watching Tiger in the 2000 Masters. I didn't care one iota what Jordan's contract was. I didn't care one iota what the winner's check at that US Open was. And I think people are sick of that. You know, I think people are just sick of the narrative in golf being about, you know, contracts on LIV, purses on the tour, guaranteed comp on the tour. I think people are so sick of that. They want to see sport. They want to see people who are the best in the world at what they do it at a high level and celebrate that. Celebrate the athleticism, celebrate the achievement. And you know, obviously this is a business, and you know, to the top players who drive a lot of the value in this business, We've got to compensate them fairly. We've got to make that happen. But I think we're doing that and above and beyond. And the narrative, the storylines, the conversation needs to come back to the product on the course and what we do. And I think, you know, for me, that was like, I just feel like no kid dreamed when they're watching Jordan, dreamed of having his salary. They didn't care about that. They dreamed of being in that moment and hitting that shot. And I think that's what our fans care about too, and that's what they want to see. So I hope, you know, those tears that I was crying on that 18th green had nothing to do with, you know, my share of that, what was it, an $8.4 million purse last week. My tears had nothing to do with my share of that. I'm going to enjoy it. We're going to use it to do a lot of good in this world. But that had nothing to do with that. And I don't think our fans care about that either. So I hope that connected with some people. And, I hope that can be. I do think everyone out here who plays and competes would agree with me on that. I just hope that can be, you know, the story that we tell can come back to the best athletes in the world competing on the biggest stage in the world and doing it, you know, to show off this amazing skill that we have that can be so entertaining for people. I want that to be our story.
I think one thing he hit on that is works. Let's use football as an example. Every young guy right now who is, you know, they say at about 8 years old, you become, that's when your sports fandom is kind of crystallized. And the teams that you like around 8, 9 years old are usually the teams you like the rest of your life. And when I was a kid, right in the mid-90s, in elementary school, you'd go to recess and you would play either, you know, wiffle ball or flag football. Everyone was emulating Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, trying to be Jerry Rice or Brett Favre. And you never discuss, like, you know, Brett Favre's making $5, $10 million a year, or Barry Bonds signed a 7-year, $50 million contract. You knew professional athletes make a lot of money. But you wanted to be cool like them as a player. Like in Little League, I tried to bat like Jay Buhner, right? Every kid growing up in the peak of his powers tried to be like Brett Favre. Why? He was cool. Anyone who started playing golf at a younger age went to the putting green and said, whether it was a putting contest with your buddy, with your dad, or by yourself, this is to win the Masters. This is to win the U.S. Open. And when you're saying that as a kid, it's never about, this is to win $4 million, right? If I make the NFL, I'm going to become a millionaire. It doesn't process in your brain like that. Now, as you get older, you start thinking about those elements. But the reason you fall in love with sports, every kid over the last decade who has shot long three-pointers because of Steph Curry, in the gym, in fifth grade basketball, in eighth grade basketball, hell, in high school basketball, is not talking about hitting that three and then going, I want to be worth $400 million like Steph Curry. You just want to hit the three like him and emulate him because it's incredible. It's awesome. It's really cool. And I think the one thing with football, even when you watch Patrick Mahomes, and I'm 39, I'm a businessman, I talk about money all the time. You never think when you're watching Patrick Mahomes go, God, he's making $450 million. That was the contract he signed. Hell, I've seen Patrick talk numerous times, and I think he's actually one of the best. I've never really seen him. I've seen him talk about the contract one time, and it wasn't uncomfortable at all. He's actually very natural at being relatable about talking about something that 99.9999% of people can never relate to. He's making, on and off the field, probably $75 to $100 million. I mean, you're talking like Apple CEO money. I mean, people that don't own a business that make that level money, it's a very, very small percentage of rich people on an annual basis, W-2s and 1099s. I mean, that's a fact. And I think that really resonates with people. Even as NFL free agency just happened, once we get to fall and the games, it's more like this guy's good enough or this guy's not good enough. Now, we integrate like, oh, this contract was a little much. But like when you're playing well, no one talks about the money. And golf's unique, right? One thing that really separates just, it's a niche sport. I guess I was saying niche before and people were like, it's niche sport. But
like, unlike football, which is in its own stratosphere, but even compared to baseball and basketball, more people watch those sports, even though obviously their television ratings are way down from what they once were. But their fan base is bigger, right? Because more people are just going to play baseball or basketball growing up than golf. Though, over the last 4 or 5 years, more people are actually playing golf than ever. And unlike any of these other sports, I can't play, and I never will be able to play, and neither will you, flag football at Lambeau Field. You will never be able to play beer league softball at Wrigley Field. You're never playing a pickup basketball game at Madison Square Garden. It's not happening. Yet in golf, I can go play at Torrey Pines next week if I want. Hell, I joined and I've played here for the last 2 years at TPC Scottsdale. Play there as the sun comes out 2 or 3 times a week. Go out there and practice. I mean, you could do that too. You can go out there and play next week if you want. Now, it's expensive. Same with Sawgrass, but Torrey's not that expensive. And they play, obviously they do play country clubs, but think about the U.S. Open. Anyone can go play Pinehurst throughout the year. Anyone can go play Whistling Straits. Again, I'm not saying that everyone has the means to do that, but it is possible. You can shoot 190 on the same course that this is where Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open. This is where Payne Stewart had his famous moment. I play TPC all the time. I think, like, God, this is in stories whenever I play, like, you know, this is Hideki goes driver 9-iron here. I'm going driver 5-iron. And that's something that the other sports do not have. The other thing golf has is by far, it's not even close, is their audience has the highest household income. It's why that they can sell to a smaller audience at higher price points. Why? The people watching have more money. If the NFL, their fan base, had this, now it's impossible because they have so many people that it's such a diverse group, but had 30% higher of a household income, the NFL would be even dramatically richer. The problem is with golf, the conversation, and part of this is the business was fucked up, the model was not working, and LIV came in, was it's all become about the money. And anyone that's turned on Full Swing the last 2 years, but specifically this year, you saw DJ, who has awesome house, and you saw Ricky and JT, who didn't go to LIV and didn't get $150 million like DJ. All their houses kind of look the same. They're fucking badass. All of their homes are eight-figure homes, between $10 and $15 million on the water in Jupiter. All these guys are rich. So we're just talking about rich guys getting richer. And I really think the turnoff of, clearly on the most basic level, the competition is not the same. You cannot take 5 to 10 guys who are elite players and some of them are villains and remove them and have the same level of competition. That's impossible. But I do think the rhetoric around everything that's going on is just kind of exhausting. It's like, hey, Tiger played golf with Yasser. Okay, cool. Like, did deal get done? Like, anything happening? I know when the NFL owners go to the NFL owners meeting, something's going to happen. Every single year it does. Sometimes more dramatic than others, but things get done fast. Now, granted, everyone's on the same page. Here's the problem. Nobody's on the same page. Nobody. And I think that is clearly hurting just the overall product. Nobody watches LIV, and the ratings for the PGA Tour are dramatically down. And I think there's just a fatigue. They're never going to get 10 million people to watch non-Augusta. That's not going to happen. But when you see an audience of 3.5 million go to 2.5 million, some of these people are like, I don't even give a shit. That did not think that a couple years ago. And I think it's easy to go, yeah, I don't really give a shit. Because it's exhausting. It really is. Can we just figure it out? And the people that are making these decisions, from Tiger to all the elite guys, because ultimately they're going to give the thumbs up or the thumbs down, how can they relate to us, the consumer? All I want to watch, all I care about, is watching the best guys tee off together. Right? That's the cool part about Full Swing. It kind of rehashes the majors. I'm like, God, this is sweet. But that's 4 weeks a year. The majority of the year is the Valspar. And live Hong Kong. And live Saudi Arabia. And, you know, the John Deere. And Myrtle Beach. It's just random tournaments. And I think that golf, I don't want to say lost its way, but all these factors in have really turned a lot of people off. And anytime you turn a lot of people off, it's hard to get them to come back. The NBA is dealing with this right now. They had a perception that was reality. Guys didn't play. It's sports. People get hurt. Totally understand. Right? If you roll an ankle and you're injured, can't play. Even if I buy a ticket, I get it. But I can't show up to a game and just be like, oh, yeah, he needs some rest. Well, I mean, this is the product. This is the business. I turned on the Lakers last night. Like, is LeBron hurt? Or is he just, and I get he's old. I get he's played two decades. But like, primetime TNT, Hibbing versus the Bucks, and there he is in a sweatshirt. Like, it's just not good business. It's just not. And the business model is based on these games. So, like in football, I know when I turn on week one, week 10, week, if a guy can play, he's playing. And that's another thing with golf. Forever they dealt with, like, you didn't know who was going to play when, and beside the majors, some tournaments were better than others. And I get it. It's a whole problem. But right now, they are in the process of fixing the problem, and the people fixing the problem don't know how we think. How could they? I love Tiger Woods. I mean, he's one of my favorite athletes of all time. Watching him in his prime, I still randomly, when I'm bored, will type in YouTube Tiger Woods. But to think that he knows what us on the couch want beside watching him in his prime, how could he? He can't. But then you watch some of these other guys talk, they can't either. Like, there's a, you know, in fairness, like, they're too into the weeds. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, these guys talking about it. We don't want these guys. They need to jump through hoops to come back. We don't care about any of that, man. That's your fucking problem. If you want to keep this gravy train rolling, because it is not adding up. As your viewership goes down and your purses go up, something's going to blow up. And now you get Arthur Blank and these NFL and NBA owners involved. Like, it's very binary with them. It's like, are you making money or you're not? Are you growing or are you dying? And right now, the PGA Tour over the last 12 months feels like it's dying, literally, because guys are defecting to a league that you couldn't pay me to watch. Now, I follow LIV a little bit, like I'll type it into the leaderboard, but I've watched under 9 holes total in like 2 years. And I'm a diehard golf guy. So I just think that the PGA Tour is really headed down a slippery slope right now. And I don't know how it gets fixed. I'm not that bullish. Majors are badass. Cannot wait. Doesn't get any better. But they've always been sweet. They've always been the highest rated. The problem for this kind of thing to operate, you do need some of these other things to matter. You know, and right now it just feels like they don't matter. And I think Peter Malnati, much more relatable than most of these guys. Why? He's not that rich relative to golf terms. I looked at his career earnings. He made $9 million. He's been on the PGA Tour for a decade. He's only played in 3 majors. I text a buddy that's close to the golf world. I'm like, how's that even statistically possible? You have a 10-year career, yet you've only played in 3 majors total? Now he's in more because he wins an event. He gets to play in the Masters for the first time. But, like, he's really more relatable. It's why Steve Kerr can relate to every guy on his roster. Why? He's been the last guy on the roster. He's been a bench player. He's played with Michael Jordan and Tim Duncan and David Robinson. Like, he kind of knows it all. Tiger Woods knows one thing. Making a shitload of money, being as famous as, like, Jesus. I mean, all Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth know is cash, winning, success. It's like, yeah, they've had bad years, but they've never, ever struggled financially since they went pro. And I'm not holding that against them. But when you've never struggled financially, like, you don't, hell, even the rich guy watching on his couch in a $10 million home that owns a business has probably gone through some rough times financially. So I think that we're just in a in a sad state of affairs. It honestly makes me sad because I'm all in, like, football pays the bills around here. But the only other sport that I truly, truly follow hardcore and watch all the time is golf. I don't watch baseball and basketball like that anymore. I don't have time. Seeing the ratings, neither does America. Now, I understand neither does America with golf, but it used to be more popular, and more people are playing than ever. Like, more people are not playing beer league softball than ever. Pickup basketball, which I played all through, you know, my 20s, like, I'm not playing pickup basketball. I can't afford to tear an Achilles or tear an ACL. I don't want to be on crutches. Stop playing like 5 years ago. And I used to love playing basketball. Get a good sweat, great workout. You really find out good a shape you're on. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like, you kind of, if you played pickup basketball when you're younger, you kind of stop playing as you get older. That Achilles pops, like, I'm not Dre Greenlaw. I don't have the 49ers training staff. I don't want to drive to get physical rehab 3 times a week. So it's just, it sucks. And I props to Peter Malnati for really articulating that better than anyone I've heard so far. And I think it gets back to who he is in his profession, which, you know, I've heard people, I don't know much about him. He's kind of cheesy or whatever, but I thought that was one of the best statements I've heard on the current state of golf. I do think when you watch Full Swing, two things really jumped out to me. And this goes back to the lift.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is at the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. Listen, at The Volume, we're always looking for people, and hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates, and you better believe we use LinkedIn. I just played golf last weekend with a guy who runs an insurance company who said he lives on LinkedIn, and he has never found better employees than through this website. Because LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources. And let's face it, how would you even find these people? Well, they're on LinkedIn. And then LinkedIn constantly finding ways to make everything easier. They even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/John. That's linkedin.com/JOHN to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. The houses these dudes live in, I mean, Justin Thomas, which I think he bought a new like $13 million house within the last year, is pretty dope. It really is. And Ricky's is on a whole nother level. Ricky's backyard, at that Florida Keys, West Palm Beach, Jupiter. Here's what I know. I'm a West Coast guy. So I couldn't live in the Bay Area anymore. I'm like, I want to live somewhere nicer. I was going to leave California, so I was going to move to like Newport or San Diego. So I came to Scottsdale, and it's fucking awesome. It still keeps my West Coast vibes. If I wasn't bound to this coast, easier for me to get home. Mother's a little older. See my family. I would live in two places. One would be Nashville, and the other would be the South Florida area. And it's not like I could afford to live on these guys' street, but I've never seen a picture of Jupiter where all these dudes live and go, that is badass. You got no state to income taxes, no mandates or anything ever. You can do whatever the fuck you want. And that's how you live? I know you got some hurricanes. I know you got some rain. I know it's humidity. Shit, I live in, it's 115 degrees for a month straight in July. So that place, I get it. I really do. And then they kind of, I don't want to say profiled DJ. They kind of did. I wish they would just have an episode on one individual, but they kind of bounced back between guys. I'll never forget it was either 2018 or 2019. I forget the exact year. But when the U.S. Open was at Pebble Beach and Gary Woodland won it, I went. I think I went on Friday. And I followed DJ for a couple holes. I remember standing close to him. And I've been on the field pregame for 50 NFL games. I swear to God, my first takeaway was like, this guy's built like an NFL quarterback meets an NFL tight end. He was just massive. His arms and lower body was big. I mean, that is like a legit athlete. And not shocking that he was one of the best players over a 15-year span, won a couple majors. Honestly, probably underachieved. He easily could have 5 or 6 majors. He's just an all-time golf talent. And he's with this, like, sports royalty in Paulina Gretzky, who's just a smoke show. And he just feels like a celebrity, right? His wife clearly is. And his wife's dad is, you know, probably one of the most famous athletes in the history of my life, right? And he even played, it's not like he played one of the main sports in America. He played hockey. And there's no one my age or older, if you just say Wayne Gretzky, that doesn't immediately go, yeah, it's the best hockey player of all time. And you just look at those two and you go, God, this guy is just, he feels honestly more like an NFL player or an NBA player than he does a golfer. And I wish we would have got more DJ. I really do. And as someone who's gambled on him a lot over the years, I miss him. I really do, and I hope he plays well, but his pad's badass too. I mean, all these guys have these sweet modern homes with these pools that go. The one thing I've always wondered about West Palm Beach and Florida, just the Florida Keys or whatever, can you just walk to the water? Are there saltwater crocs or gators or you don't worry about anything? Can you just walk down there and like your dogs can swim? Or, you know, because in the lakes, in the Gulf in Florida, there are gators floating around. Are you able to do that if you live on the water? Like, if you live in the Tahoe Keys, you know, back in my neck of the woods, you just, I mean, it's cold, but you can just jump in the water. There's nothing in there besides some fish. Can you do that in Florida? Because I never would. Whenever I see these people wakeboarding down south, I'm like, don't you guys have snakes and gators? Like, yeah, we might not run into them. It's like, you couldn't pay me to get in that water. The lake I grew up going to, Berryessa, had nothing in there. Hell, fish weren't even in there. So, I just, the full swing overall, some of the Zach Johnson stuff was pretty cringe. That was a tough watch. And I really think, and listen, Justin Thomas has been one of the most incredible starts to a pro career of the non, like, all-time great guys we've ever seen. He's got, whatever, 12, 13 wins, a couple majors. I mean, he made a cut when he was 16 years old. He's clearly a star. He was so terrible last year. He really was. He shot 81 in the U.S. Open. 81. And Keegan Bradley won multiple times. I really think Keegan got royally screwed. And you watch that. He wanted it bad. It's one thing. We all want certain things bad. And no one's guaranteed anything in life. You don't deserve shit. I do think he earned his way on that team. And for Zach Johnson to just go, the other thing is this like buddy-buddy crowd. And I get it. They're all friends. We all roll with certain people. Justin and Ricky and Spieth. I mean, Ricky won last year. Like, Ricky was good, right? Spieth obviously was much better than Justin Thomas. Like, I understand those guys getting on. But to not bring Keegan Bradley just because all these guys were buddies, that was a tough watch. It really was. And after the fact, not that Keegan Bradley would have helped them win or not lose by as much, but still, like, what's the point of this whole thing? Right? What is? Play well, get on the team. It was clear he never had a shot. He would have had to win like three more times to even be considered. So I thought that was pretty embarrassing. And I was thinking one issue I think this season has had is Scottie Scheffler, who knows? I mean, by the time you listen to this, he could be up at his tournament. He was under a 3-1 favorite to win this week. There are 150 guys in the tournament. That is insane. To me, if you are under 10-1 in a golf tournament, you are playing at an elite level. If I can give you 8-9-1 odds, and it's like, yeah, it's still probably not crazy to take them, right? Like when Rahm's on, when Scotty's on, you know, Tiger back in the day, what Rory or Spieth would have been kind of in their peaks, that really is rare. It doesn't happen that often. But he's carrying his weight. Like, he's doing everything he can. One of the issues is some of the guys that ultimately turned down the money, like Xander and Cantlay turned down money. They're not that famous to casual fans. They don't do that much when they're on TV. Xander's an awesome player, but he means nothing to the overall scope of television ratings. Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, and I'd even throw Justin Thomas in there, kind of matter, right, to this current iteration of the PGA Tour. And they're just nowhere to be found. Like, nowhere to be found. I mean, Justin Thomas, it sucks because I love his game, but he's just not very good right now relative to what they would need him to be. They don't need him to be Scotty. But Wyndham Clark, who I saw today, I was in the car, I think he hurt his back, which is not ideal, right, with the majors coming up. But he's lapped those guys. He really has. And if the PGA Tour had one of those three guys playing at his level, especially if it was Jordan or Ricky, like, that would help. That would. But when it's just Scotty taking on a bunch of randos, it's one thing if it's Tiger. And even Tiger was taking on, like, some legendary players. Like, Ernie Els is one of the greatest players of all time. Google Vijay Singh's record. Like, where are these guys currently? And Phil, I mean, he's probably like a top 5 or 6 player of all time. The hard part about golf, there's nothing you can do when guys aren't playing well. But the PGA Tour cannot afford for, like, Jake Knapp and some of these guys to just be immediately better than, like, the core 4 or 5 guys. Now, Xander is playing well, and he's world ranking-wise, money-wise, like, he's an elite player. But I just think that little crew, the spring break crew, kind of being irrelevant early on this season is just not ideal. And then I wanted to look ahead really quick at the Masters, speaking of, like, you know, the odds. Clearly, the betting favorite is going to be Scottie Scheffler. It's hard to quantify Rahm. I was in the car yesterday. I was listening to Colt Nost on PGA Tour Radio, and he played with him out here at Whisper Rock, and he said he shot, like, the easiest 64 you'll ever see. I mean, it's just, he obviously is really good. But, like, we don't have any context. Is he just going to show up at Augusta, he's the defending champion, and just look just like Scotty, and they'll just be equals? Or is there going to be some rust? Like, I know just on a random day, he can go out and he beat anyone in the world easily. And that includes Scottie Scheffler. If they just picked up at a random course, played a one-on-one, like, he could beat him by several shots. But does that translate to competition? And, you know, for the first time, like, the other guys, Phil, DJ, Koepka, like, they dealt with everyone watching them. Bryson, these last couple years, when they defected for the last, whatever, 6 majors. But Rahm hasn't. And he's coming back as a defending champion. One of the big conversations is going to be just about that, right? When he does his press conference. I hope everything's normal, but I don't know. I would be nervous to bet on John Rahm. Not because he's not a great player, but just because there's going to be a lot of things flying left and right when it comes to that week for him. And thinking of another LIV guy that you go, I actually like Koepka more in this in Augusta just because he doesn't have any of that. One, he doesn't give a shit. He's always said, I only play for the majors. And he proved last year, like when he's healthy, the majors, do not bet against him. Do not bet against Brooks Koepka. I would not be shocked at all if we see Brooks win another major this year. Which again, like Rahm, it's hard to quantify like if he finished 10th or 3rd or 50th. What does that even mean on LIV? I don't care about him. That does not mean anything to me, his status on LIV. Because I know when those tournaments show up and his back or his knee's right, he's a major factor. That's where DJ, like, I don't know. I feel the most confident this major season, even more than Rahm Brooks. Because now, by the time we get to the second or third major, maybe Rahm understands the hoopla that comes with being a LIV guy now. Like, is he going to wear the LIV hat? That's you know, Brooks doesn't. Brooks just wears the Nike stuff. You have the rest of the guys wearing, like, their Seven Aces and Smartwater, whatever the fuck their team's names are, that Brooks doesn't give a shit. Brooks doesn't even, in the majors, like, talk positively about LIV. He truly talks independent contractor. I'm here for me. I'm here for my legacy. I'm here to be a legend. I'm here to win more of these things. None of that other stuff matters. I never liked regular golf to begin with. I only play for these things. And I've proven that I can play these things better than basically everybody. I think his major record, like, literally, I saw a stat, which was going around last year. He was like 80 under par the last like 5 years of majors, and the only guy remotely close was like 10 under par. Like, I mean, he has boat raced when you factor in all four majors over the last 5 or 6 years, whenever he first started winning them. And I'm going to have money on him. I think you would just be crazy not to. And then there's, you know, you would say Wyndham Clark, but I got to see it. I'm talking Augusta, especially now that his back is injured. Spieth's always hard because he always plays well there. But, you know, you watch him play, he's all over the place. So I feel, now, I already have a bet on Will Zalatoris. There are other guys that have had success there before, right? Xander's played there well a bunch. Tony Finau's played well. Obviously, there are other guys that are going to be very interesting in terms of like top fives and top tens and top 20s. But when it just comes to winning it, feels like only a handful of guys, right? Scotty, if Rahm plays well, definitely him. Obviously, Koepka. I mean, Zalatoris has proven when he's healthy, like he's a major, major factor in these tournaments. He's got a little Koepka to him. He really does, because he's played well earlier this year at really multiple tournaments. Was it Bay Hill? And he played well at Riv. So I got Zalatoris at like 50-1. I think he's already down to like 25 or 30-1. But if he's healthy, like I expect him to be right in the mix. And the other thing, you watch Full Swing. Like last year's weather was so terrible. So hopefully this year we get good weather. But there's nothing better. I mean, football is pretty special, obviously. I put Augusta non like NFL playoff Super Bowl. To me, Augusta's the second best event of the year. It's definitely the best event post-football. It's way better than March Madness. I mean, there's not an NBA game that I would even compare to it. I still like October baseball, but that doesn't hold a candle. Augusta is a pretty special time.
The Volume.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash credit card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.